Good morning, beloved, and thank you for inviting me into your homes on this beautiful Wednesday morning. Today we're in Isaiah chapter 55, verses 1 through 13. And the Lord offers mercy and forgiveness and promises to bring the people out of exile in Babylon. The image of a banquet is used to describe God's lasting covenant with the people. God's Word, verses 10 through 11, has the power to create and to save. So, let's begin. The Lord says, "Come, everyone who is thirsty, here is water. Come, you that have no money, buy grain and eat. Come, buy wine and milk. It will cost you nothing. Why spend money on what does not satisfy, and why spend your wages and still be hungry? Listen to me and do what I say, and you will enjoy the best food of all. Listen now, my people, and come to me. Come to me, and you will have life. I will make a lasting covenant with you and give you the blessings I promised to David. I made him a leader and a commander of nations, and through him I showed them my power. Now you will summon foreign nations. At one time they did not know you, but now they will come running to join you. I, the Lord your God, the Holy God of Israel, will make all this happen. I will give you honor and glory. Turn to the Lord and pray to him now that he is near. Let the wicked leave their way of life and change their way of thinking. Let them turn to the Lord our God. He is merciful and quick to forgive. My thoughts, says the Lord, are not like yours, and my ways are different from yours. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways and thoughts above yours. My word is like the snow and the rain that come down from the sky to water the earth. They make the crops grow and provide seed for planting and food to eat. So also will be the word that I speak. It will not fail to do what I plan for it. It will do everything I send it to do. You will leave Babylon with joy and will be led out of the city in peace. The mountains and hills will burst into singing, and the trees will shout for joy. Cypress trees will grow where now there are briars. Myrtle trees will come up in the place of thorns. This will be a sign that will last forever, a reminder that I, the Lord, have done." And today's key verse is Isaiah chapter 55, verse 6. "Turn to the Lord and pray to him now that he is near." You know, this is a wonderful invitation that is going out. And like I said, it's almost like an invitation to a wonderful banquet, to leave your own pitiful, insubstantial ways behind and come and enjoy the bounties of our God. Israel has been punished because of its disobedience, but their God is promising a time when they will be restored, and once again, they will enjoy God's peace. Let's pray. Lord God, daily you nurture and sustain me with your life-giving word. I thank you for your invitation to come to you and receive your blessings of mercy and forgiveness. You are ever near, and your love fills me with joy. In your holy name, I pray. Amen. Well, that brings our Wednesday morning to an end. Join me tomorrow when we will be reading Isaiah chapter 60, verses 1 through 22, and see the future glory of Jerusalem described. Until tomorrow then, God richly bless you.